welcome to the Training in Economic Discipleship based around 10 Biblical Principles of Kingdom Economics. This will be delivered with 30 podcasts or MP3s, beginning with a one-day or two-day consultation and finishing with a reporting back one day where you bring back your stories based on your evaluation. Podcast 6 in our series is the message on work in Genesis. In an earlier podcast, we have already seen that God, in the beginning, created, and his creativity was the beginning of his work for 6 days or six seasons, six great spans of his history. He worked creating. God worked, and God is godly, and God is good, and his work was good. And so when we work in certain tasks, the work is godly and good. God worked creatively, and when we create, whether it be in artistry or whether it be with goods or whether it be the creation of healthy farms, these things are good. Following the nature of God, it's good work. And if our work is productive, then it's also good work, for God's work was productive. And we have seen that he is not only the first worker, God is also the first rester. After 6 days, he took the seventh to rest. And so he calls us to both work and rest, because he calls us to reflect his character, his nature. If he works and rests, we are to work and rest. Our second point that we covered in Genesis 1 is that after the fall, work becomes cursed. Good work remains, but it becomes hard work. The soil does not bear as well. It brings up brambles and thistles, and so work becomes hard and cursed. And then we saw that work can also be blessed by God if it's done in righteousness. And then we studied how work brings wealth. And so the foundation of making money and hence wealth is in godly work. Now we come to the book of Leviticus and the Jubilee. In Leviticus chapter 23 and 25, the Sabbath and the Jubilee. And in these chapters, it takes the theme of work and rest and extends them into a complete societal framework, which becomes the basis of Jesus' preaching of the good news. So point number three in this Jubilee passage, which you might take a break and a pause and begin to read in Leviticus, but point number three is that God's work and God's rest are interlinked. They're very much part of the nature of God. There is an ebb and a flow in our life back and forth between work and rest. So God is the first rester as well as the first worker. And when he rested because his task was done. And in his rest, he rejoiced in the task that he had accomplished. It was a time for celebration because he'd completed his work in the 6 days. And in this time of celebration, it was a time to rejoice about the beauty of what he had created and to think about how it was good. Point number four, what then is godly work? Let me give you some categories. First, we've talked about work that is creative. This is godly. Out of chaos, he creates order. So the second type of work is the ordering, the structuring, which is what people do, for example, in accounting or in management. Thirdly, through naming the animals, Adam's work was to rule and to manage by giving authority to the various animals. And so the exercise of authority within society and its various structural aspects, this also is a reflection of God's work. Calvin, the theologian who was at the beginning of the Reformation, speaks of four different categories of work: creation, providence, which is providing for others, judgment, which is ruling and things such as the police force, and redemption, which is the restoring of that which is broken or those who are damaged. These are tasks that God is active in, and so a Christian theology of vocation. Vocation is a calling. It comes from the same word in the Latin, to call. A Christian theology of vocation will identify which of these areas is our particular strength or gift. What are we called to do? What's our lifelong sense of identity in our work? And throughout history, there's a long history of a theology of vocation. Fifthly, work was created before the fall and therefore is good. In other cultures, work was seen as bad because the gods did not want to work. They gave the work to human beings. But in Christian perspective, in the Hebrew tradition, work is honorable. Christians have dirty hands. Part of our spirituality is that we have soil underneath our fingernails because we're not afraid of the earth and we're not afraid of hard work. I always remember in the Philippines, when I was first there, we were discipling students at an elite university who had never worked, and the women had never washed clothes. And so we developed a pig farm some distance out of the city of Manila. And there we would take our students for camps, and they would have to work shoveling the manure of the pigs or doing the work around the farm of planting the crops. The girls at times would wash all the clothing, and so the clothing was filthy. And for them it was a new experience, exhausting experience, difficult experience. But this is part of our discipleship, that these elite students could learn the dignity of hard manual labor. After the fall, work was cursed, but it still retains its dignity, even though the work becomes hard and the farmer struggles to succeed. There's no shame in work. Our sixth point is that there are two sins, idleness and overwork. So let me ask you to pause for a minute and decide, which sin do you commit, idleness or overwork? And which of these two sins is worst, idleness or overwork? Some of us don't rest. God rested. If God rested and we don't rest, don't you think perhaps we are saying we're smarter than God? But we're not. So he tells us to take the Sabbath. Idleness is particularly condemned in the book of Proverbs. It's seen as a pathway of the wicked. But overwork, based on overambition, is also condemned because we don't rest. And if God rests, But we don't rest, then we're saying that we are wiser than God when he commands us to rest. And that will be our next podcast. We will look in Leviticus chapter 23 at the Sabbath and the Jubilee year and God's development of the theme of work and rest into a national social structure.